Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So what was the condition that the Prophet stated alayhi salatu wasalam? The condition was that the dog that you had sent is the one who did the hunting. But if you come and find other dogs with your dog next to the hunted prey, this is not permissible for you to eat. Why? My dog is trained, and I said Bismillah before dispatching the dog. The answer was, because you do not know who did the killing. Was it your dog or another dog that you did not train or you did not mention the name of Allah? So here, the room of doubt is big. That's why you refrain from it. Adi goes on to ask about hunting using a specific kind of spear that kills not by penetration, but rather by shock, by its weight. So the Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, if you throw and use that spear or stick or whatever, if it penetrates, meaning that it makes the animal or the bird bleed, then yes. But if it kills by its weight, meaning there's no wounds, but it killed by the weight of the impact, the Prophet said that you do not eat. What does this mean? If I shoot an animal, it will die by the bullet. If I throw an arrow or a spear that penetrates the animal, makes the animal bleed and die, this is halal by saying Bismillah. If I hold a rock and I hit a bird, or with a slingshot, I hit a bird with a stone, the bird falls and dies, but there's no blood. Is it permissible for me to eat? The answer is no. So this is what we learn from the hadith, that what you hunt with is one of two. Either something you throw, a bullet, an arrow, a spear, and penetrates while mentioning the name of Allah, saying Bismillah, and you do it. Or it's an animal or a bird that is a predator that goes and hunts for you, providing it does not eat from it. And some scholars say that the condition of the animal or bird used not to eat from it is only for the dogs. But for the hawks or for the eagles or whatever bird is being used in hunting, it is permissible for such a predator to eat from it. But it has to be also trained, as mentioned. Now, the different variations or different narrations, let's go from the top. Sha'bi and Adi said that the Prophet said, alayhi salam, that the dog must not eat from it, which means that if we find a prey, a rabbit or a deer, and we find that the dog took a bite out of it for itself, we should not eat it. Why? Because there is a possibility that this learned dog, this dog that I have trained, ate for himself. He did not go after the prey, after the rabbit, because I told him to go and hunt it. He went there to eat for himself, and that is why it is not permissible. The same ruling applies for finding my dog with other dogs. I cannot eat because I don't know which one of them had that bite or ate from that prey. But the Prophet ﷺ made an exception, and that is if I find the prey still alive with 5 or 10 dogs that are not mine, and I find the deer still alive, breathing, can I eat from it? Yes, providing I slaughter it. Now, when I slaughter it, it becomes dhabiha. It becomes halal, not because of the dogs that hunted it, because of my slaughtering. And there is nothing wrong with that, even if the dogs that caught it are not trained, are not learned. Why? Because hunting and killing must be through a learned dog. But if a dog that is not learned did cripple or handicapped or impaired a prey, but it's still alive, killing it by slaughtering it makes it halal, regardless of who caught it. Also, one of the things that we should be careful when hunting, sometimes, and this happens, you see a bird, you shoot the bird, and it falls into water. What is the ruling on that? The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, if you find it drowned in water, don't eat. Why? I shot it. You don't know if it died due to your shooting it, or it drowned. Said, okay, we will do an autopsy and we'll take it to the hospital and see if the lungs are filled with water and the cause of death. This is not applicable. If it was in water, you should avoid it. But what about if I shoot a bird and 2 days later, I find the bird dead because of the wounds, and I see my gunshot traces. Can I eat it? And the answer is yes. It died because of your shooting it. Of course, it has to have, or you have to say, Bismillah. If you don't mention the name of Allah, it is dead meat. What about if I forget? Some scholars say that even if you forget, and this is the most authentic opinion, that it's a dead meat you cannot eat and you cannot consume. Other scholars say, no, if you do it deliberately, you don't say Bismillah, then definitely they all agree that your hunting is haram. You cannot eat it. And if you forget it, some scholars say that it is permissible for you to eat what you had hunted, but the most authentic opinion, it's like slaughtering. If you don't say Bismillah, you may not eat from it. Do you have any questions?
Sheikh, if we hunt any prey through a gun, so that the shot, we took the Bismillah, Wallahu Akbar, he said, and we shoot it. So it died. So can we take it? Means
of course.
Even the blood is looking.
If the animal or the bird died as a result of you shooting it, saying Bismillah, and you shoot it, and it dies, khalas, it's halal. If you get there while it's still alive, in this case, you have to slaughter it, not wait for it until, okay, let me wait half an hour or an hour until it dies by itself. No, you have to slaughter it. But if you shoot it, and by the time you reach there, it's already dead, shooting it and saying Bismillah takes the role of slaughtering it. Likewise, if you send your dog saying Bismillah and you reach the prey and it's dead because of the dog attacking it, this counts as slaughtering it because it's a learned dog and you said Bismillah. Any questions?
If we throw a rock and due to the rock, there's some blood on the animal. So do we eat it?
Okay, the brother is saying that the Prophet said it has to penetrate. So if we throw a rock and the animal bleeds a little bit due to the wound and dies, was there any penetration? No. When you threw the rock, nothing penetrated the body. Not like when you shoot an animal and it penetrates, it goes in the body and the bleeding takes place. So throwing a rock and making the animal or the bird bleed a little bit and then die is still a dead meat.
Sheikh, can we hunt the birds with a catapult, a stone in it?
A slingshot. Yeah, again, hunting a bird or an animal with a slingshot, it does not penetrate. It just strikes the animal and would put it unconscious or maybe kill it, but without penetration. The hadith is clear. If it kills by penetration, then it's halal. If not, then it is haram.
If I shot a deer, okay, and the deer ran away and later it died, and when I reach it, some other wild animals are consuming from it, whether it's be a...
The same ruling applies. Why or how did the animal die? Due to my inflicted wounds upon it. It was penetrated by a shot. So when the animal died, it's halal. Now, if I am sure of that, and I catch up with the animal, with the deer, and I find that another wolf or lion are eating from it, if I'm sure that it was my shot that killed it, then I can shoo away these, if I'm not afraid, wolves or lions, or excuse me, this is mine, I came first. So if yes, you can take it and eat it. The problem is, if you shoot the deer and it falls, but you're not certain whether it died due to your wounds or the animal came and finished it off. So it becomes like the hadith of finding it in water, it may drown it, or finding it with other dogs, maybe it was not your shot that killed it, the other animal or the predator that killed it. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.